The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. So if you were asked to explain in one sentence what is the meaning of this beautiful feast day, the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, what would you say? And in a nutshell, it's a symbol of God's amazing, wonderful, mysterious love for us. It's a love beyond our comprehension. A love that no one in this world, no human being, would be capable of. And most of us, and I include myself, most of us have spent all our lives trying to love God more. Whereas the real secret is to accept more and more God's love for us. The more I accept God's love for me, the more I'm going to become the person that God wants me to be. And not only does God love me beyond my wildest imagination or my wildest dreams, but also, he loves each and every human being, irrespective of their color of the skin, of their ethnicity, of what they have achieved in life, what they have or don't have, whether they're successful or not. Every human being is a creature of God, made solely out of love. And the more I realize God's amazing love for me, the more conscious I become when I look at anybody, that person is infinitely loved by God. Look at anybody. And if we could be conscious of that, imagine the difference it would make in our lives and in the lives of everybody with whom we come in contact, to be able to see that. Many people today, at this moment, I know from the calls, I guess, and from talking to people, feel despondent, feel lost, feel what is happening, wondering what is God doing to us, or where is God at this moment. We're going through here in this country and all over the world. People are going through this pandemic. Life is no longer, to use our word, normal, whatever that might mean. We're seeing the inequality and the injustice all around us, where people are treated differently because of where they came from, because of the color of their skin. And is that how God wants us to live? So what would be the right attitude to have at the moment? Well, suppose, and hopefully I am, I become convinced, and I am, of God's amazing love for me. And so all the things happening around me and all the things going on at the moment, doesn't that change my whole outlook and my whole attitude? And hopefully you'll see that also. And ultimately, all will be well. You got to trust. And if God loves me, even in human love, when somebody really loves you, don't you trust in that person? Don't you know they won't let you down? Isn't that the proof of love, that you can trust in that person, that you put your faith in that person, that you depend on that person, and you know they will not fail you? Now, apply that to God, and that gives you an idea. But the faithfulness and the trust we put in a human being is nothing compared to the trust we ought to have in God. Because God's love for us is infinite. It's beyond anything we can imagine. And that's what we celebrate in this beautiful feast day, in the heart of Jesus. And how often we say, and hopefully when you fell in love for the first time, don't you say, I love you with all my heart. So the heart is a symbol of love. It's become a symbol of love. And that's what we celebrate today. Jesus, God's amazing love for us.